Okay, so we'll say a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Shem Mishmu on page Chav Ches. We have a pasuk. We say this by the Tkiyas, by that. Bong Shav Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Seruwa Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yahalechun. Praiseworthy is the nation that understands blowing the shofar. God, they walk in the light of your face. Or countenance. Okay, so he wants to explain this pasuk. Asher am yodei seruah, Hashem ba'or panecha yahalechun. He says there's another pasuk in Tehillim. This pasuk is also from Tehillim. The other pasuk says, Luami shomea li Yisrael b'drachei yahalechu. God says, I wish my people would listen to me, the Jews would follow my path. So clearly it means like this, that to listen means to accept the idea, and to go on the path is to do it. It was not enough to just understand an idea, or even to get inspired by an idea, but one has to carry it out in action. So we spoke about this already last week a few times, that the main that in Torah, it's Lilmod, Lishma Velasos, because the Torah wants us to carry it out in action. It's very difficult to it's easier to understand something, and even maybe also relatively easy to get inspired by something, but then to convert it and to do it, to act upon that inspiration or that idea is very difficult, because the world has obstacles against implementation of good things. It's the way God made the world. It's hard to implement. So the Torah focuses on the implementation, on the mitzvah, to do it. Lishma v'lasos, to do lasos v'lakayim, and to fulfill it means actually to carry through to the very end, an action. So that's why this pasuk says, Luami shomeyali, it's good that the people will listen to me, they will understand it, but Yisrael b'drocha yahalechu, they will go and they'd carry through an action. So also, Ashrei Am Yodei Seruah, it's nice that a nation gets inspired by the Teruah, but Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yahalechum, but they will walk and they will actually carry out the idea, the inspiration. He quotes here something I didn't know. He says that there's a Ramban someplace. I don't know where this Ramban is. It doesn't say where it is. Ramban says that there's a lav natola, tisa shem Hashem lakachal hashav. Don't take God's name in vain. So he says it means that if someone gets godly inspiration and he doesn't convert it into action, he's in violation of this pasuk. The pasuk says, don't take God's name in vain. When a person gets a godly inspiration, he has to convert it into action. This is so. There's another pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "Hashalom nasa lashav nafshi." We say that in Shir Malos. Person, "Hashalom nasa lashav nafshi," didn't take my life, my inspiration of God, in vain. So it's a very big thing in Chassidus. Chassidus has this very, very important practical lesson or modus vivendi. Every so often, we get an inspiration. So the Chassidus says, don't suffice with the inspiration. Don't just say, oh, I feel good, I got inspired. Do something right away. Make do something good right away based on the inspiration. That's a very important point. This way, the inspiration becomes real in real life. So we have to try to remember this lesson. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, we get inspired, so they try to do extra things. For example, the minyanim, the mishachus, usually starts a little earlier than usual. So if the regular Shabbos Yontif minyan starts at 8, so Rosh Hashanah starts 7:30. It's always try to do something extra in Rosh Hashanah, because we're in a state of inspiration. We want to do some extra things. the davening are very long. The number of words aren't necessarily more than a regular yantar, but because it's Rosh Hashanah, you want to do something more, so you stretch out the davening, and so on and so forth. Right. You have to convert inspiration into action, that's the point. Not just sufficient. Inspiration is not enough. Someone was asking me the other day, how come we don't have so much meditation in Judaism? I said, today's Judaism, I don't know, in the old days, it seems the old days there was much more, but nowadays, not that much. So the answer is because the way meditation developed, at least in the Far East, it involved inspiration without action. You meditate, you close your eyes, you lock yourself in a room, in a monastery, you meditate, you stay away from action. That's the antithesis of what the Torah wants. The Torah wants us to take our inspiration and get into the real world of action. So we could somehow, use the meditation to convert it into action. That would be very good. That would be exactly what the Torah wants. Meditation is good because it helps you get inspired. But it has to be meditation which leads to action. It's interesting that the Hasidim, before they do a mitzvah, they added a certain meditative verse. Shem Yichud, Kutcha Baruch Hu, Shem Kol Yisrael. So before you do a mitzvah, the Hasidim say first meditate for a few seconds on God's names, on the other higher levels, the non-worldly spheres, then do the mitzvah. So exactly this point, that inspiration is very good, but it has to be turned into action. That's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants us to fix this world. So we have to use our inspirations to fix this world. So now it's the season of inspiration, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's why it turns into a time of tshuva, where you turn into, convert that inspiration into better action. Just inspiration itself is not really so good from the Torah point of view. It's escapism. Torah doesn't want us to be escapists. It wants us to confront the challenges of life. See, Yeshiva University is very good because it focuses on the real world, that you should learn Torah, which is inspiration, in the morning, and then in the afternoon go to the college and get yourself real life skills. So it's an ideal concept. It's your challenge to be able to integrate it and make it happen, to take that morning inspiration and use the afternoon implementation to convert it into something. A combination. Lumod, lishma velasos. To learn, but also to do, to make it happen. It's not easy. That's where I think that most of the problems that people have had with the Torah is on the implementation side, the mitzvah side. The meditative, the intellectual, the ideas, the inspiration, that's people don't have so much of a problem with that. A lot of people accept that, but it's the implementation, the way the Torah demands so much implementation, real action, that's a big problem. The Christians, they split it off from Judaism, and they were wildly successful. They got billions of people to. So what did they take? They took the meditative side, they took the idea side, the God, the Ten Commandments, and prayer, all the meditative side. And they dropped basically the mitzvahs. They stopped Shabbos, they stopped kosher, they made implementation, they left pretty much up to freestyle, to what you want. So people like that. So I don't make too many demands on them, what they do, so they can live, do what they want. As long as they go to church once a week and they say the right words and think the right ideas, so then the rest of the week you do what you want. It's very, very successful. But it's not what the Torah wants. The Torah doesn't want that. Hashem wants us to convert it into action. Same thing with Reform Jews, conservative, all the same issue. Mitzvahs, too many mitzvahs. Too many real life demands for them. So just retreat into the world of theory. The Far East, those religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, all these other religions, they completely abandoned action. Only meditate. Christians a little bit have action, a little bit. They still subscribe to the Ten Commandments. You shouldn't steal, you shouldn't kill. In the Far East, do whatever you want. People on the streets, the victims of everything, rape, murder, stealing, no one cares. But because they're living only in the meditative retreats and the monasteries, spiritual people. But Judaism is 180 degrees against everybody else. It says all the thinking and ideas and inspiration has to turn into complete, total action. The whole day you're involved in mitzvahs. Whatever you do, it's a mitzvah. You're doing something which is a product of that inspiration. Not easy, but we're trying. So at Yeshiva University, we try very hard to do this. How successful are we? We're pretty successful. But we try very hard to get implementation, not just theory. We don't think that the monastic, what do you call the monastic life, where you retreat from the world and go into the theory and the spirit and inspiration. You don't think that that's the ideal. It's sort of a defeat. It's the famous story that the Vilna Gaon, you know, Vilna Gaon was the greatest Talmid Chacham of generations, and he sat and learned the whole day and night. He slept very little. They say he slept 45 minutes a day. Otherwise, just learning. Anyway, one day there was this fellow called the Magid. Dubna Magid. So he was a famous preacher. He used to go around and give speeches to tell people to change and do better things. So the Vilna Gaon asked him to come. Magid came and said, Vilna Gaon, what can I tell you to do better? He says, you have to think of something, the Gaon says to him, because everybody has to improve. There has to be something with what I'm doing. So he said, the only thing I can say is like this. You sit and study Torah the whole day and night. You only sleep 45 minutes a day. You do it in this room where you're at. He had this room where he lived, where he sat in the Beis Medrash, the little room they gave him in the shul, or the private room. He says, I like to see you be a Vilna Gaon, traveling the streets of the world, not just sitting in the room. If you could do that, see the Vilna. So Vilna Gaon took it to heart, and he decided to leave that little room, and for 3 years he wandered around Europe. People knew he was wandering, but he wandered around for 3 years to see if he could maintain his thinking and his holiness out in the real world. This is what the Shem Shmuel was saying, that you have to get out there. But once you're out there, you have to make it a spiritual journey. So if you're a doctor, I'm talking because most of the guys who come here are doctors, sit in front of me, I don't know why they run up as doctors, but anyway, if you're a doctor, you have to feel that every moment you're out there with the patients, you're doing Hashem's mission of helping people be well and saving lives. So you're doing a mitzvah. Don't think about the money. The big challenge for the doctors is that they should be the shema, that they're doing it for the right reason, for Hashem's, to help Hashem keep people alive and well, not for the money. they do it for the money, then they're not connecting the mitzvah to the source. And if you're a businessman, so you have to also think that businessman, maybe you should think the other way. I'm making money in order to be able to give charity, to help poor people, to help yeshivas. That's why I'm making the money, not to be a rich, famous, rich man. I'm doing it because I want to be able to do mitzvahs to help other people, and I could do it. I can make money. Always make sure that if you're a businessman that you're very marketed to always give the 10%. At least 10% of your income goes for mice and for charity. If you can get it up to 20%, it's better. 20%, the Chazal recommends a very high level of 20%. Then you're doing the maisa, the mitzvah, based upon the inspiration as the pasuk. The pasuk is Lusho Ami Shomea Li Yisrael Bedrocha Yahalechu, or Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Serua Hashem Be'or Panecha Yahalechu. Kibbutz Shekach.